kinds of connections and people learning about other people basically as possible. Yeah.
And that's, you know, that's what CKUT has always been. So we're so proud and happy to get to participate in it here live.
Right. Yeah.
All right. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back tomorrow. Until then, keep it locked to CKUT. It's great stuff all the time.
CKUT 90.3 FM. Today is a very special and exciting broadcast and very near and dear to my heart. And I, first of all, want to thank the CKUT community for allowing me the space to do this. As you might have seen, the power was out last week at the station, and there's also no Wi-Fi, but we're back. We're better than ever. And yeah, I'm really excited to get on with this broadcast. So my goal of today is to explore how music and verse called Poetics and Politics in Arabic Literature with Professor Michelle Hartman, shout out. And it's specifically on Gaza. It's just been such a transformative experience, and I've definitely been enriched in so many ways. For one, I feel like I'm not scared of poetry anymore. I'm definitely still a little scared of Shakespeare, but you know, in the greater context of things, I think being able to hear the stories of people in a context that I feel is so important to grasp really changed the way I view literature and the creation of it. We cannot forget Palestine or Gaza, and the more that we listen and read and spread the lives, the more Gaza lives on. I feel super blessed with the opportunity to study and speak about Palestine in an academic setting. In this class, we read poetry from Gaza specifically, both of the past and the present. And it was very surreal to see such ongoing themes of destruction and resistance throughout the 75 years. Throughout the class, I really struggled to grasp the fact that a majority of the up-and-coming poets that we were reading, who had written stuff in the past 5-10 years, were dead. They were killed in the ongoing genocide in Gaza by the Israeli occupation forces. There were mutual themes throughout everything of not wanting to be remembered as numbers. Every poem read, every song played, is a person with a story and a life that was destroyed. But I would like to take the opportunity on air to honor the 30,000 people that have been murdered through the brutal occupation of the Israeli government on the people of Palestine. It's important to constantly be calling for an end to this genocide and to do what you can, whether it be protesting or donating or emailing. We cannot ignore this. So our final project was to create a popular education resource. And I thought, what better resource than the radio? The radio has done such an effective job, I feel, at sharing what most news agencies won't, and for being able to broadcast also from within Gaza. In a time where the media has been playing a crucial role in the public opinion, but where we have seen the intentional censorship and intentional neglect of important information, the underground scene of the radio amplifies what needs to be, but wouldn't be in the mainstream. A little bit about me before we begin. I'm a second-year student at McGill, as mentioned. I'm from DC, but I'm originally from Lebanon and Syria. And I dabble in DJing sometimes. And I'm also the CKUT social media intern. So if you've seen me. I've also been super involved in the Palestinian movement in Montreal, more recently as a drummer, if you've seen that. But yeah, the intersection of music and protest really is all around, and I think it's super important to talk about and to share, because it's super powerful, I think. I felt it was important to discuss music as an avenue and as an outlet, in the same way poetry has been an outlet in the way that we've discussed in class, both in the creation of it and the listening to it. And I know for me personally, I found music especially healing in the fall, especially being a diaspora kid and listening to Arabic music a lot and music from Palestine. It helped me a lot when the world felt like so messed up and the fight felt so alone. It was also surreal listening to music that my parents and my grandparents listened to in their own fight against the occupation. And I'm excited to explore that further. So for the next hour, I'll be playing music from Palestine and Lebanon, both past and present. And I wanted to touch on the intersection of music with poetry. And I found so many songs that were originally poems, especially a lot of the older music that I'm going to play. So yay, let's get into it. I hope you enjoy and thank you so much for listening. I'm going to be exploring this in a sort of timeline manner. So I'm going to be starting in the past and working my way up. And in this, I also hope to see how music has changed over time and how the messages have stayed the same or different. So the first song that I'm going to be playing is from 1936, and it's called Yatalin al-Jabal, which means going up the mountain. So this was an old folk song sung by Palestinian women during the 1936-1939 revolt. And you'll hear this, but there's the significance in the song is the repeated L sound. So it's al-Jabal. And that's throughout. And it symbolizes the technique in which women, when they were visiting and talking to men in prison, would make their words unclear to the British soldiers who understood some Arabic. So they would convey coded messages alerting the men that they would soon be freed from prison by freedom fighters. And this version is sung by Reem Kelani, but it was previously sung by Rembana. And some of the lyrics are, to those gazelles, men who are jailed inside, I want to tell you that this situation will not last. So yeah, super cool. Pay attention to the L sound because I just think it's insane and sounds, it's just awesome. Okay, here is Going Up the Mountain.
جبل يمول لمقيدين النار بيلي ليلي لي يامان يامان عيلي ليلي الهنا يا روج يا الطالعين على الجبل يمول لمقيدين النار بيلي ليلي لي يامان يامان عيلي ليلي الهنا يا روج La la la. اليامان عيلي للهنا يا روح إلا غزال للذي جويل للي يكون محبوس بيني لليامان يا مان عيلي للهنا يا روح إلا غزال للذي جويل للي يكون محبوس بيني لليامان يا مان عيلي للهنا يا روح يا
Okay, so the next song that I'm going to be playing is from 1967, and it's called Zahrat al-Madain, which means Flowers of the City, by Fairuz. So Fairuz is the most famous Arab singer ever. Everyone knows her, everyone loves her. If you, like, I just grew up listening to Fairuz all the time. It's a staple. She's everything. Anyways, okay, so she, Zahrat al-Madain is an anthem to Jerusalem, which is the capital of Palestine, and it draws on the history and diversity of Jerusalem, and it's kind of a very somber song about the loss of the city in the 1967 war, and it's about a yearning to return. So, yeah, it's a musical response to the Nakba, and, you know, it prays for the future of liberation and history and religious diversity. Fairuz did a lot of music, and it was hard picking one for kind of a rite of return and a yearning to return, but this is Zahrat al-Madain. لأجلك يا
ساكن يا زهرة المدائن يا قدس يا قدس يا قدس يا مدينة الصلاة وسقط العدل على المداخل حين هوت مدينة القدس تراجع الحب وفي قلوب الدنيا استوطنت الحرب حين هوت مدينة القدس تراجع الحب وفي قلوب الدنيا استوطنت الحرب الطفل في المغارة
Zahrat al-Mada'in, and I had to fade it out. It's a little long, But it's just such a beautiful song. And there's so many, like, it really tells a story, which I love listening to. And those songs were a little more traditional. But that's not to say that all Palestinian music, as much as it's, like, beautiful to hear and artistic, you know, we have some modern takes. So the next song is from the 1960s called Thaer from the band El Bara'im, which means the blooms. Sorry for my... I do speak Arabic, but not to the best of my abilities, probably. So this band actually is called Palestine's first original rock and roll band. And they were active from 1966 to 1975. And their lyrics were always political. But they were, they used a lot of poetry. They liked the imagery that the poetry conveyed. So this song is, that is a psychedelic, and not my words, psychedelic rock and roll track set to Mahmoud Darwish's On Wishes poem. And Mahmoud Darwish is a very famous poet that we actually read a lot of in class, and he just wrote a lot of similar messages of return. So here is Thaer, and hope you enjoy.
في الجزائر لا تقل لي ليتني بائع خبز في الجزائر
Yahoo! الحقيقي أرضنا ليست بعاقر كل أرض لها ميلادها كل نهر له موعد موعد مع
The next song is from 1976. It's called Ana Damir El Mutakallam by Issam Hajali. And it's some Habibi funk because had to include. I think that's what everyone needs in their life. And Issam is singing a selection of lines from a poem by the famous Palestinian poet Samih al-Qassam, and the title of the poem is Ana Damir al-Mutakallam. I just butchered that so much. I'm so sorry. But it means both I, the first person pronoun, and I, the conscience of the speaker. And the poem is like based on snapshots of peasant life in Palestine and of messages of resistance. It's a really cool song. I might have to fade out early because it's 12 minutes, but we'll see how much I can play because I love Habibi funk. Okay, here we go.
شهوة الكدح من الفجر وموال الأيام مسرب الوعر وآلاف الأكف السمر ترتاح على المواعيد أنا زغرودة الميلاد والدمع على تطريز منديل أنا نعناعة التل أنا النبع وغصن الورد، المزراب والمدفات المهجورة، أنا سنبلة الحقل، الشجيرات ودوري القباب. كنت راعي الغنم الأسمر والأرغول، كنت النسمة المبتلة الأردان في البحر الصواري، الرحلة الليلية انتظار الطفل في باب الغياب، وأنا قطعة أرض سكة همة فلاح رحيل في التراب أطفال وخبز أطفال وخبز.
All right. Next, I'm going to be playing one of my favorite songs, actually. And it's from 1980, and it's called At the Border by Marcel Khalafi. Oh, my God, shut up. Sorry. Khalifa. Marcel Khalifa, sorry. And I'm just going to read some of the chorus because I think that the words make it so much better when you can understand. Anyways, okay, the chorus is, they stopped me at the border. They told me they wanted my identity. I told them that it's in Yaffa. My grandmother has hidden it. And some more of the song is, oh, the words I've said were split into two parts, a half in emptiness and another asking where. I screamed in Palestine. They split me in half. Half of me is on the border, and then my other half on my grandmother's lap. And I love the song. I love my grandmother. And this is over winter break. I was driving around with my teta and I was playing it and she was singing along and taking in the lyrics. And she was like, Mazboot, like, that's right. And she talked about how she remembered hearing the song when she was younger-ish. And yeah. It's really, really good. Here we go. At the border.
على حدود البد هويتي، قلت لهم ان بيافا خبايتها ستي، وقفوني على حدود البد هويتي، قلت لهم ان بيافا خبايتها ستي. يا كلمة القلتة تقصم وصف عين صف بكرابيج وصف يسأل وين، يا كلمة القلتة تقصم وصف عين صف بكرابيج وصف يسأل وين، سخط فسخوني نصين نصي على حدود نص بحضن ستي، وقفوني على حدود البد هويتي، قلت لهم ان بيافا خبايتها ستي.
Song is perfection. Okay, on a similar note of grandparents, I would like to read my favorite poem from class. My grandparents represent the homeland for me. They are the culture, and this really touched my heart when we were reading it. So we read the poetry of Mousab Abu Toha, who is a poet from Gaza, and he wrote this poetry book called Things You May Find Hidden in My Ear, and it's about his life under siege in Gaza, and he talks about it, his life as a child and then a father and the survivor of four or more military attacks, and, you know, witnessing destruction and assault, but his poetry is just so inspired by humanity. So the poem I'm going to be reading is called My Grandfather Was a Terrorist. Sorry, let me clear my throat. Okay. My grandfather was a terrorist. He tended to his fields, watered the roses in the courtyard, smoked cigarettes with grandmother on the yellow beach, lying there like a prayer rug. My grandfather was a terrorist. He picked oranges and lemons, went fishing with brothers until noon, sang a comforting song en route to the farriers with his piebald horse. My grandfather was a terrorist. He made a cup of tea with milk, sat on his verdant land as soft as silk. My grandfather was a terrorist. He departed his house, leaving it for the coming guests, left some water on the table, his best, lest the guests die of thirst after their conquest. My grandfather was a terrorist. He walked to the closest safe town, empty as the sullen sky, vacant as a deserted tent, dark as a starless night. My grandfather was a terrorist. My grandfather was a man, a breadwinner for 10, whose luxury was to have a tent with a blue UN flag set on the rusting pole on the beach next to a cemetery. So, yeah, I really enjoy that. I love repetition through poetry. It's almost lyrical, and I think it's really good at contrasting how the rest of the sentences follow. And it really resonates with me when I think about how people are perceived from the Middle East and just the need for humanization of Palestinians and of Palestinian men. I think it's really, you know, relatable to how Arab people are perceived in the media also. Okay, the next song is from 1989 from Al-Fahd Group, and this is a patriotic song that was written in response to the Palestinian liberation struggle, and they always perform their music acoustically, so it was kind of hard finding this, but the lyrics are, I am stubborn like a rock, if they try to step on it, I am violent like a flight of eagles if they try to conquer it. I am resistant like a bridge if they burden on its back. And when I erupt, volcanoes give their secret back to me. I am as kind as an inflorescence of wheat spikes. I am as generous as a dense forest. So, you know, some resistance through music I think is super cool to see. Okay, here we go. Oh, it is loading. Here we go. Okay, so now we're going to jump to the 2000s, where we see a shift to more of like a hip-hop rap style of music, and we see the music based on resistance still, but through rhythm, a different kind of rhythm. This song is from 2006 from the group Dumb, which is a Palestinian hip-hop group that was founded in 1999. I love the song, and I love this group. It's called Mali Hurriye, and it means I don't have freedom. And the chorus is, everywhere I go, I see borders imprisoning humanity. Why can't I be free like other children in this world? Everywhere I go, I see borders imprisoning humanity. Why can't I? Blah, blah, blah. And, yeah, I just wanted to kind of touch on how rap and, you know, music can be poetry in unexpected ways. So here's I Don't Have Freedom.
عايشين ورا سجون البنود اللي سجنين لنا ما يتغير مش حاسين ولا نور الا سياج منها احنا شايفين سما لونها ازرق غير ما ابيض بالنص جمال ذكرك انت بغير انا صامت عايش متفائل ما تعزل مني الامل بيجي ضار فاصل السور يدور انا مربوط فلسطين كجنين لحبل الطابور بالارض جذور شجر زيتون ضل يتولد وتجدد وتجدد خصور ممدود
السلام معروض الاحتلال ما يريد استسلام
طب ليه
أنا اللي ما إله حرية لأني أنا رافض إني أعيش بعبودية
وين ما رحت أشوف حدود السجن الإنساني لأطفال العالم حرة وأنا مالي حرية وين ما رحت أشوف حدود السجن الإنساني لأطفال العالم حرة وأنا مالي حرية
إحنا بندور على السلام بين قوات حرب رواد حرب معهم صرنا أولاد حرب نطلب الحرية من السجون المعنية انه نكون معيون اللي دايما معمية من التفرج اطفال العالم الحرة دايما ضل بتدحرج للحياة المرة قوات نشطين بس بتبهرج الكلام كلهم مخدين تخرج بتعرج الاوطان واحنا نستعمل قوة عشان الضعف بنتحمل الموت عشان الحياة تعملنا بلطف ومش بعصف للحياة انولدنا ولما لقيناها مش بيدينا جربنا نخدها فمتنا وكل اللي طلبنا كان نفس واللي ضحينا عشانه برضو كان نفس انت قولي ليش اطفال العالم حرة وانا مالي انا مالي حرية
وين ما رحت اشوف حدود السجن الانساني لاطفال العالم حرة وانا مالي حرية وين ما رحت اشوف حدود السجن الانساني لاطفال العالم حرة وانا مالي حرية
انا بدي اعيش عالكبير وانا بدي اموت عاجرًا وانا لساتي شايف الاحتلال مادد ايده مش للسلام مش مساواة بل تيديني حبل مش لقاه كمان مش زرع وجدار اللي فاصل هيني وبين اهلي ما مخليني اشوف ضوء السماء ام الواحد وخمسين ولاية ربي كمان ولاية اللي تربى على حساب غيرها متأخرة من امها الهنود الحمر متأملة تمحينا تغسل دماغنا تقولنا انه المشكلة هي احنا
بس حتى الجيوش العالم كلها ما تقدر على الحرية
Okay, the next song is from 2019 called Jafra from Soul Band. And this is a song in celebration of Gaza's beauty and the warmth of its people and the richness of its culture. And Soul Band is a recent group, but they have been releasing traditional songs with modern twists of Palestinian heritage. So in this song, they sing for the love of Palestine despite the distance and separation. And the origins of this song go back to 1935 when poet Ahmed Aziz Ali Al-Hassan wrote it as a love poem to his beloved from whom he was separated. So that's Jafra.
جفرة وهي الرابع طير الحب الشادي يغني للسما الزرقاء فلسطين يا بلادي جفرة وهي الرابع طير الحب الشادي يغني للسما الزرقاء فلسطين يا بلادي جفرة وهي الرابع عالبير نشالي ومحزمي بالكمر فوق الكمر الشالي
والله وإن غاب القمر لجيكم بحالي وانزل على داركم مثل الحرامية.
جفرة وهي الرابع طير الحب الشادي يغني للسما الزرقاء فلسطين يا بلادي.
جفرة وهي الرابع طير الحب الشادي يغني للسما الزرقاء فلسطين يا بلادي.
جفرة وهي الرابع طير الحب الشادي يغني للسما الزرقاء فلسطين يا بلادي.
وعلى لولا لا وعلى لولا لولا قتال عيون الهوى قتالا. وعلى لولا لا وعلى لولا لولا قتال عيون الهوى قتالا. وعلى لولا لا وعلى لولا لولا قتال عيون الهوى قتالا. فرح تاني وخلي فاني واكبر تهاني بقدم فاني. لا يا ابو الزلف يا ابو المجانا.
وعلى لولا لا وعلى لولا لولا لا
Oh, I love that song. I love listening to the different instruments, and I just feel like such a story is told through, I don't know, the way the song progresses. Okay, the next song is from 2021, and it is a remix of the Flowers of the City song that I previously played by Feiruz. It's a remix with ASY, and I would listen to this, like, all of last year, and I kind of didn't know, like, where it was from until I was playing it in the car with my grandma again, and she, you know, love to sing along. So this is the remix of Flowers of the City. And it's also, you know, music has really evolved in interesting ways.
Thank you.
I love that song. I think it's so awesome. So now I'm going to be reading things you may find hidden in my ear, because I think it really relates to the conversation on music and sound with poetry and resistance. And it's from 2022. And we read this in class. We also had the honor of having Mosab Abu-Talha speak to us, and it was incredible. But yeah, this is Things You May Find Hidden in My Ear. When you open my ear, touch it gently. My mother's voice lingers somewhere inside. Her voice is the echo that helps me recover equilibrium when I feel dizzy during my attentiveness. You may encounter songs in Arabic, poems in English I recite to myself, or a song I chant to the chirping birds in our backyard. When you stitch the cut, don't forget to put all these back in my ear. Put them back in order, as you would do with the books on your shelf. The drone's buzzing sound, the roar of an F-16, the screams of bombs falling on houses, on fields, and on bodies, of rockets flying away. Rid my tiny ear canal of them all. Spray the perfume of your smiles on the incision. Inject the song of life into my veins to wake me up. Gently beat the drum so my mind may dance with yours, my doctor, day and night. And I'm going to end with a song version of the poem If I Must Die by Rifat al-Arir. And this poem was written right before the author's
If I Go Veil.
Today, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Andre and Max of the Deadly Snakes plugging each other with a peg leg. In Montreal, Andre and Max of the Deadly Snakes.
CKUT 90.3 FM.
Hey, I'm Andre Goulet. You're listening to Harbinger Showcase. Harbinger Showcase is a weekly podcast syndicated to community and campus radio, including Toronto CIUT, Winnipeg CKUW, Montreal CKUT, and Vancouver Co-op Radio, and featuring highlights from the country's favorite progressive podcast community. Since launching in 2020, the Harbinger Media Network has become Canada's number one listener-supported nonprofit podcast network, featuring 69 shows exploring politics, society, and culture from a progressive perspective. Support the community for just $5 a month and get a new release from Between the Lines Books or Fernwood Publishing at harbingermedianetwork.com. On this episode, we dissect Canada's participation in military occupations and failed elections in Haiti on The Breach Show, visit Palestine's Institute for Biodiversity and Sustainability and Museum of Natural History on Green Planet Monitor, and say farewell to an old friend on the final episode of The Forgotten Corner. But first, do you know Regeneration? So Regeneration is a group of impact-focused students and young professionals organizing to open doors for the next generation of sustainability leaders. They're reimagining schools by developing action.
Écoutez le Soul Leader Podcast qui débute à l'instant sur les ondes de CKUT 90.3 FM.